Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Friday, May 27. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, accusations against DLP candidate Denise Charles causes Linton to reiterate call for her to make clear her position on child abuse. Jamaica Prime Minister promises bold and decisive action to deal with crime. And a Hiroshima memory must never fade, Obama says on historic visit. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. The details coming up.
Can you afford to lose everything? In times of uncertainty, ensure you have the security of Quartz Payment Protection. When you shop with Quartz Ready Finance Gold or Ultimate Plan, if you lose your job after 6 months of making payments, our redundancy coverage ensures that the payment on your account continues for up to 12 months. Don't risk losing everything. Shop with Quartz Ready Finance and get the payment protection plan that protects you against redundancy, disability, death, and loss of item due to natural disaster. Disaster, fire, flood, or theft. Quartz Ready Finance with payment protection. Quartz, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get
chaos reigns on the St. Joseph bus stop as the bus stop has been sectioned off and utilized as a drop-off for containers loading with materials said to be allocated for the construction of the new West Bridge. Bus drivers and passengers alike are in uproar due to no loading space. An increased police presence could be felt as the drivers protested. However, these containers were speedily removed in efforts to restore order on the bus stop. Q95 will bring you more as this story unfolds. Opposition leader Lennox Linton has reiterated his call to DLP candidate in the Sufria by-election Denise Charles to make clear her position on child sexual abuse here. Charles replaces Ian Pinard, who resigned as Sufria MP in light of allegations of inappropriate behavior leveled against him. Linton, at a meeting of his party at Point Michel on Thursday, told constituents new allegations against Ms. Charles are the reason for him repeating this call. Linton said she cannot be allowed to go through this entire campaign and remain quiet on the issue given what she has already done.
She cannot be allowed to go through this entire campaign and remain quiet on the issue given what she has already done. Given what she has already done. She has already stood bail for Ian Pinard. There's talk around this constituency, this village, that she was involved in offering hush money to the family of the young girl. And if that is true, she owes it to you to come and explain herself, because she's on a platform where her colleagues are bigging up Ian Pinard. I saw her coming to be nominated. It was Ian Pinard who was holding her hand to take her up to be nominated. Show me your company, I will show you who you are. See Ipani, Suti wear, Ipani vole. The upholder is worse than the thief. And we have not heard the voice of the upholder. The upholder must tell us, no, I am not in that business. I stand with you. I am of the same mind as the people who are advocating for the rights of children in Dominica. We want them protected. We want them nurtured. We want them developed. We want to spread our arms around them so that no harm comes to them, because our children are our future. Denise Charles must speak clearly and unambiguously to that point in this election campaign.
The Dominica Labour Party candidate in the Sufria constituency by election says progress cannot be achieved in Dominica if its citizens continue to tear each other down, and that according to Denise Charles is the mandate of the opposition United Workers Party. Charles is seeking to replace Ian Pinard as Member of Parliament for that constituency. Charles, who also refers to herself as a nation builder, says she will continue to build on the works under the Roosevelt Skerrett-led administration. She urged persons in the Sufria constituency to not fall into the opposition's traps of dividing the nation.
Brothers and sisters, you can expect that I will continue to build on the good works of the Honorable Roosevelt Skerrit-led administration. I am a nation builder. These days, when you turn on your radios, you may hear the opposition spending time planting seeds of destruction and tearing our country down. Be careful, my people. Do not fall in the traps that they set. Do not let them divide this nation into pockets of hatred and spitefulness. Brothers and sisters, do you believe that the gossip and dishonesty they are spreading can build a nation? Do you believe that? Do you believe that this constituency would be better off when they try to make enemies between you and your neighbors? No, my sisters. No, my brothers. We cannot achieve progress if our main focus is to tear each other down.
The Dominica State College has entered into partnership with the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, through which Dominican students will have the opportunity to enroll in a number of programs. According to a press release issued Tuesday, the Memorandum of Understanding was signed by DSE President Dr. Donald Peters in Maryland on Tuesday, May 17. This MOU will result in student-faculty exchanges, research partnerships, and the facilitation of the exchange of scholarly information between the two institutions. Dominica's ambassador to the OAS, Hubert Charles, who is stationed in Washington, accompanied Dr. Peters to the university to witness the signing of the MOU. University of Maryland Eastern Shore is a university within the Maryland higher education system and is also a land-grant institution funded by the U.S. federal government. DSE students will be able to transfer into programs such as animal and poultry science, plant and soil science, urban forestry, agribusiness, and agriculture education. At the Department of Human Ecology, students will receive training in family and consumer science, child development, dietetics, and fashion merchandising. The Division of Technology will offer degrees in construction management technology, electrical engineering technology, and mechanical engineering technology, while the Department of Hotel and Restaurant Management will prepare the students for bachelor degrees in hotel management, restaurant management, culinary arts, and travel and tourism. In the release, Dr. Peters expressed appreciation of DSE's ability to continue to partner with international universities in seeking opportunities for Dominican students to further their education in areas not available here. Dominican-born Gabriel Christian, a member of the board of visitors of that university, was instrumental in working with Dr. Peters and the UMES administration to facilitate the agreement. Chairman of the Joint Consultative Committee on the Construction Sector, Anthony LeBlanc, says he hopes a response from the government will be one that will encourage a sitting down together without having to go to court. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has until next week to respond to a pre-action protocol letter of the JCCCS concerning the contracts for the Rosa Westbridge project and fair tendering procedures here. Recently, the government signed an $18.2 million contract with Barbadian company NSG Management and Technical Services Limited for rehabilitation works inclusive of the Rosa Westbridge.
We are waiting for a response from the government, which we hope to get soon. We hope it's a response that we can work with. That's a response that would encourage us sitting down together and solving the country's problem without necessarily having to go to court. But failing that, we will go to court and get the court to adjudicate on the matter. We're speaking about the procurement event that saw a contract signed with NSG for the Westbridge work. We wrote to the Prime Minister first seeking a meeting with him on this issue, and we wrote to him an open letter. We wrote recently on Friday, a letter was delivered to his office and offices of a few other government officials. But on Friday at 4:05, his office received a demand letter from us requiring certain things of the government with respect to this project, feeling which if we didn't get a response by Wednesday, would take the matter to court and have the court adjudicate on the matter. Since then, the government has requested more time to respond, and we have given more time. They requested time, and we gave them a definite time that we expect a response within that time. nobody asks for more time and don't use it. I would hope so, that we do get a response, and it will be a movement, as I said earlier, towards solving the country's problem without necessarily having to go to court.
And Dominicans are continuing to voice their concerns regarding the level of preparedness of the DLP administration for the 2016 hurricane season, which begins on June 1st. These concerns are further heightened following the passage of Tropical Storm Erica in August last year, which left the country with a $1.2 billion reconstruction bill. Some callers to Q95's Hot Seat program Friday say the government needs to focus more on rehabilitation ahead of this hurricane season.
There are people in Dominica who are literally crying, because when you sit every day and you listen to what is going on, and I would call what the Prime Minister, I would call him right now a prime disaster. And people are still accepting this from the prime disaster. I mean, you know, if you have a disaster and it's prime, then you should try to get rid of that prime disaster.
We forget about buying DCP. After they fired 94 people, the prime minister promised to buy DCP, and the people at Mao is waiting.
I don't know how this government is thinking. They seem to be putting the cart before the horse all the time. Because that coastal road all the way from Portsmouth to Roseau is a complete disaster waiting to happen. I mean, when you can go and put $80 million for a bridge, when you have three or four other bridges in Roseau, it's not that it's not needed. There's more important thing. Because from from the Picard Bridge, the road is undermined. When you go to Dubla, which is just about less than a mile, From since Erica, that road's been undermining. I mean, this has happened three times, right? I don't know. And every time they just put in a string and push in the vehicle. And those heavy vehicles we have on the road, that something's going to happen. You go a little further, right? When you get to Biosch, the road sinks. Every week you go to Roseau, that road is sinking in the middle of the road because you cannot see it. And it's just sinking. When you hit that, it's like you're hitting a speed bump in reverse. Instead of going up, you're going down.
I'm convinced the problem with this Carrot-led administration is a lack of vision, because we have seen it in Sufra Scottshead.
Minister responsible for disaster management, Raven Blackmore, announced this week that government has to make changes within the Office of Disaster Management in preparation for the hurricane season. He said in that regard, they were soliciting the advice of former National Disaster Management Coordinator Cecil Chillenford. In more news this afternoon, Prime Minister Andrew Holness of Jamaica says the government will be taking bold and decisive measures to significantly reduce crime and violence in the country, particularly against the most vulnerable. Among the measures to be implemented is a special process within the court system for the prosecution and trial of murders, which will serve to expedite the cases. Making his presentation in the 2016-2017 budget debate in the House of Representatives, Holness said the government will also be amending the Bail Act so that persons charged with murder will be ineligible for bail in some circumstances. And Barack Obama has become the first serving U.S. president to visit Hiroshima since the World War II nuclear attack. Mr. Obama said the memory of 6 August 1945 must never fade, but did not apologize for the U.S. attack, the world's first nuclear bombing. Obama spoke to two survivors and in an address called on nations to pursue a world without nuclear weapons. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Accusations against DLP candidate Denise Charles causes Linton to reiterate call for her to make clear her position on child abuse. Jamaica Prime Minister promises bold and decisive action to deal with crime. And a Hiroshima memory must never fade, Obama says on historic visit. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.